go back and use those tools. If you build those into your day-to-day, a busy day, a slow day, it doesn't really matter. If you have the tools and you're utilizing them consistently, your chances of getting great results go up exponentially.
So the culture of teamwork, it's very important, and making sure that one is supporting the others and making sure that at the end of the month we have successful results.
I'm Sharon Kilmartin, Regional Director of Operations at IHG. For this episode of Connected Conversations, I'm turning the hosting duties over to my friend and colleague, Kristen Klebanoff, Vice President of Loyalty Strategy and Performance at IHG Hotels and Resorts, based here in Atlanta. This is a phone conversation we had about loyalty, where we cover topics such as enrollments, recognition, and the value of loyalty. Because so many great things were shared, we had to divide it up into three separate episodes.
Welcome to Connected Conversations. These are real conversations with hotel leaders who are sharing bright ideas and effective solutions. I'm Kristen Klebanoff. If you're listening, that means you're a part of our unique community of Crowne Plaza hotel leaders from around the world. Now, the goal of this podcast is simple. We're making our community stronger and more connected. And we're doing that by sharing our experiences and best practices. Because we have so much in common and we can all learn from each other. Today, we have a couple of wonderful guests to discuss loyalty and what that means for hotel colleagues and members. Collectively, they have almost 60 years of experience. Sharon Kilmartin is Regional Director of Operations at IHG and is at the Crowne Plaza Ravinia in Atlanta, Georgia. And Rafi Tarikian is General Manager at Crowne Plaza Dubai Marina. So I've heard from both of you so many examples of how you are personally building a culture of loyalty, really galvanizing your hotel associates to believe in the power of loyalty. We have so many general managers listening. Where should they start in building that culture? Because I've heard so many great examples, but it can be daunting if you are just getting started. Do you have any advice for general managers as a first step to building loyalty?
Kristen, I think whatever we do, we should do it by passion. And I think this is by leading with passion. And the second thing is clearly communication, the vision of IHG, providing ongoing support. And of course, definitely recognition, it's very important. And fostering the culture of continuous improvement. So this is, I believe, this is the most important. I can inspire my team to deliver exceptional member and guest experience and cultivate a strong culture of loyalty. This can be done by leading by example. Since I'm not, you know, I'm everywhere and, you know, engaging with the front office team members and while listening, giving feedback, you know, the team member, they appreciate that getting a feedback from the general manager that for the next time you can do this and that in order to enhance the guest experience. So I believe that, you know, giving feedback, it's very important. Leading by example, it's something very important also. Involvement from the general manager, it's not that I give only instruction. It's not my role that from here, hierarchy, I'm sitting here and I need to give you instruction. You need to do this and that. No, being on the ground and you need leading by example, it's very important. Interaction with the guest, it's very important also. They see that the team member that the same way that they're interacting and the general manager also is interacting. So this is something else that is very important. Hands-on approach, I believe this is one of the key success. Culture, the second thing, creating a culture. And culture, it's not one day that you say that today I'm doing a culture. No, a culture that it's day and night This is where you focus and you talk. And there is a lot of visuals that where you play visual. It can be in their accommodation. It can be in their coffee break area. It can be in the restaurant. It can be back of the house. It's creating, you know, visuals and talking the importance and making sure that also recognition. It's at the end of the team, at the end of the day, it's very important that the team members to be recognized, recognize that their hard work that they are doing. It's not that, no, this is your job, you must do it. No, you said that you did an exceptional job today or this month, this is value. The last thing it's very important is empowerment. Again, because, you know, we have different guests and different people, and it doesn't mean that it's 100% part of our IRG program. But if you empower the team member and you give this empowerment and the team member, they feel valued, appreciated, and not, you know, they're going to be question mark the next day morning. If you empower them, I think this is another success.
Oh, Rafa, you're so right. Can I jump in on the empowerment thing?
Yeah, please go ahead, Sharon.
I think you nailed that. Making sure that everybody feels like they know what's best and we trust their judgment to do what they need to do to take care of a guest and make them feel recognized and rewarded. I couldn't agree with that more. I would also build on empowerment and say, advice for a general manager who's struggling to embed loyalty culture, make your hotel experience champion your best friend. That person, in addition to you, that's your partner. And together, you are going to establish the culture of loyalty. The hotel experience champion is generally, usually is a front office person, is a front office leader. They're in the trenches day in, day out, minute in, minute out. And while we can't be there to check in every guest, they're going to be there most of their day on that desk watching what happens. And if you can get the hotel experience champion to really be an advocate and be your voice along with yourself, I think that's the recipe for success. And so I would say build out that culture with your hotel experience champion and get them as excited as you are. And they will also help you spread that message. They're a disciple of loyalty.
Those are some great tips.
Yeah, I agree. It's very important for me. It's continuously to monitor. It's very important what is happening around, making sure that to evaluate, like we're talking, you know, sometimes we have the good days, bad days. So to evaluate what is triggering us, you know, to drag down. And the last thing, improvement, it's very important. It's not that we say that, okay, we are okay. We keep the momentum. No, it's new ideas and to improve, and what are the new ideas that we can implement to improve our performance. And again, I want to repeat, the improvement, it doesn't come only from the management. It should come from the team members that are on the ground, that they are interacting with the guests day and night.
Perfect. Let's take a short break from our conversation to say that you can find links in the show notes to resources that will help you and your team with loyalty. Be sure and check those out. Okay, back to our discussion. As we think about the value of loyalty, I've heard before that you've mentioned using leaderboards or healthy competition to help inspire a culture of loyalty. Sharon, I'd love to start with you to learn a little bit more in detail around how you use leaderboards to motivate the team to achieve higher.
Well, we do two different things. We do leaderboards within ourselves. So, for example, using the front office scorecard, you can kind of track loyalty recognition, and we give credit to the front desk agent who's checking them in if they were acknowledged for their loyalty. Loyalty recognition obviously expands throughout the whole hotel, but we kind of give them the credit for getting that off to a great start. So we track everybody's loyalty recognition scores, and we have leaderboards there. And it's really not to penalize the people at the bottom of the board, but to celebrate the people at the top of the board. And it becomes a very healthy and really fun competition to see who bumps who and who is trying to move and be on the climb. And then we also follow through Medallia. We compete against our other
company managed hotels. We compete against other Crowne Plazas and the brand. We really watch and track ourselves, and we use that as a motivation to see how we can continue to improve our performance. And we do it in a lighthearted way, but everybody is also very competitive. And so we know that we know where we want to be at the end of the year. And so we watch it, and we watch it pretty closely.
This is a teamwork, and it's not an individual work. Although it's an individual work, because every team member has their own individual KPI, but also some months that one performer is not doing well, that they know that this is a teamwork and it should be supported from the other team members. So the culture of teamwork, it's very important, and making sure that one is supporting the others and making sure that at the end of the month we have successful results.
Perfect. So one other thing that we've talked about today is around learning the program to be able to speak to it. And we see that many of our hotel colleagues use their points to travel in IHG hotels and experience the program as the member. For you personally, what are your favorite IHG One Rewards benefits when you travel at IHG hotels?
Points.
Everybody loves the points. What I also like is that when I travel personally, I'm usually traveling as a family, so we've got two rooms, and it's obvious that hotels pick up on that because we're coming through on their arrivals reports and their loyalty reports. And so they generally make a really great effort to have rooms on the same floor or nearby each other. And you just know when you arrive that they've been expecting you. And I think that's what just makes me feel good, is that I'm not just walking in and they're like, oh, we didn't know you were coming. They had made an effort. They had prepared. They knew we were coming. It makes you feel welcome.
And I totally agree with you, Sharon. This summer, I was traveling to US. I was staying in New York Intercontinental, and it was my son's birthday. So I booked two rooms. You know, it's the small gesture. We're coming back about gesture. It's very important. When they knew it was my son's birthday, they said, you know, your father is an IHG One Reward member. Today it's your birthday. You're going to have your birthday cake. So when he came, you know, at night to his room, he found a nice cake mentioning his name and happy birthday. So a small gesture, I think also it's important. But again, like we were talking, points is very good. And also we have a lot of benefits like the F&B discount.
And so when you talk about points, our IHG One Rewards members can earn points as they move up their tiers to get the bonus earn.
Yeah.
But through our milestone rewards, points is one of the options. And so as you earn your milestones, starting at 20 nights every 10 nights to 100 nights, are you picking the points option?
Yeah. Of course.
I go with the points too, and but I end up letting my kids use them to redeem for things. So
perks, yeah.
They like to do their shopping, but I think it's a great benefit, and you can share it with your family.
I love that. I know that my sons have looked at the employee catalog and asked for things like video game headsets.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, we're going to use our points for travel, please. I'll say when I personally pick from the milestone rewards choices, I love the F&B reward. Mm. And a fun story is when we were launching our food and beverage reward option, I actually got to test the reward in Sharon's hotel with loyalty bloggers at the Points Guy. So Sharon's hotel was involved from the start on that benefit. And I love choosing that one because I love eating in our restaurants at Crowne Plazas and other IHG hotels.
Yeah. Well, and the Points Guys are big fans of the program. You educated them well. I love reading their blogs. They are big supporters.
Yeah.
Sharon, I bet you have a best practice to add on this.
I can tell you from my experience the power of utilizing the tools. So it may not be as inspiring as telling the great stories, but I really want to reiterate, especially for the GMs that are kind of starting from ground zero, you learn those tools and use those tools, because the hotels that I see that are performing well are using the tools. The hotels that are not performing well, In my regional capacity, I support some hotels. And the ones that are struggling on loyalty recognition, I immediately say, let me see your last front office scorecard. And if they look at me blankly, then I know where we start. Or if it's 2 months old, or even a month old, because really with these scorecards, you need to be doing them every week in order to make them easy and functional. Otherwise, it becomes burdensome. So I would just love to reiterate, go back and use those tools, because they really do. If you build those into your day-to-day, kind of like what Rafi was saying, a busy day, a slow day, it doesn't really matter. If you have the tools and you're utilizing them consistently, your chances of getting great results go up exponentially.
That's a really good point. And I also want to emphasize, as we think about the loyalty tools, there's been a lot of research and insights and best practice gathering that goes into the creation of those tools. So as an example, as we talk about things like vision boards and making enrollments personal, with our Enroll for Rewards program, we have EFR wish lists. So you can actually print these out as tools that are already pre-made to help motivate your team to be able to think about and dream about what they want to use their points for. And so it's a tool where you can say what you would like from the employee catalog, look at the number of points needed, and then it will help you calculate how many enrollments you need to get that achievement.
Yeah, that one works. I'll tell you, we used that last quarter at our front desk meetings, and we rolled it out and had them use that tool. And this month, one of our associates opened his phone and showed a picture of a new huge TV that he was able to buy for his basement. And that was on his wish list, and he actually got it. And so how cool is that? That here we are, here's the tool, he put it in, he did his work, he got his points, and he got his TV, and he's showing us a picture of the TV. It was a great full circle moment.
I'm championing the new tool, IG Climb, which is very funny. We started 3 days ago. And to be very honest, as the channel manager, I'm having fun, enjoying it. And although I'm championing it with the team here, and we started already competition. It's a game, to be very honest. It's a fun. But I'm sure that this program, it will fly very soon. It's a very nice initiative. To be honest, already myself and our director of rooms, we started the competition, which is a nice tool.
So for context for our listeners, IHG Climb is a gamification tool where it includes bite-sized learning, and it includes trivia and games to make that learning fun. It also includes leaderboards on our key metrics, including member recognition and enrollment efficiency, so that our hotel colleagues can track their performance versus other hotels. I hope that even if you take away one tip to get that ball rolling on loyalty, that you found the value in this podcast. You can find links in the show notes to resources that will help you and your team with loyalty. Sharon and Rafi, thank you so much for joining us on Connected Conversations. And thank you, listeners. I know you're making a real difference in the lives of your guests and colleagues. We've heard a lot of great stories today, and we also want to hear yours. So please check out the show notes to find out how you can share your stories with others.